Would the deputation spokesperson please address the meeting? You have 5 minutes.
Good evening. Before I begin, I'd just like to clarify my name is Michael Ginzo, not Ginro. We are from the City of London Academy, and we are here because we're interested in energy efficiency and efficient waste management in schools. At our school, we set up a student-led group, the also called Eco Warriors, to do things such as ensure there is a paper recycling bin in every classroom and lights are turned off when they're not needed. What does the council do to ensure children in schools are educated about the environment and being green, and to ensure that schools themselves are efficient users of energy and inefficient waste managers, bearing in mind thousands of people attend secondary schools in Southwark? I know from my experiences at the City of London Academy, schools don't have the specialists readily available to ensure their school is as efficient as it could be at using energy and managing their waste, but they are willing to take on ideas when presented with them. I'm aware you have a section on the Southwark Council website entitled Energy Advice and Support Aimed at Schools, but we think the council and their partners should collaborate more closely with schools in Southwark to raise awareness about being green and its financial benefits, and actively help them become efficient energy users and waste managers, i.e. specialists that are either outside consultants, partners of Southwark Council, or trained teachers.
Do you have a question of the leader or relevant cabinet member?
My question is, how will Southwark Council ensure that schools in Southwark are environmentally friendly and manage their waste efficiently? For example, a standard model for how schools should go about doing this.
Can a cabinet member respond to the question, please? Councillor Hargrove.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael and the guys, for your deputation. It was a real pleasure to speak to you earlier up in the room upstairs and to hear about all you're doing and how you've done that from your own initiative. And we spoke at the time about our new state-of-the-art reuse centre, and I'll just go through some little bit more facts on that, first of all. Southwark provides a free recycling service to all schools, and we have a new state-of-the-art reuse and recycling facility for Southwark Council, built in partnership with Yoda, and it's now in place in the Old Kent Road, should be ready soon. And this site includes an interactive recycling discovery centre, and I'd like to commend this project to everybody in the borough. It really is a fantastically exciting facility. This will allow all Southwark students and residents to visit the site and learn about how their waste is recycled and what can be recycled and why it's important to recycle. What we're doing to encourage young people to use energy efficiently. As I said earlier, we've got it's called Southwark Schools for the Future programme. It's Building Schools for the Future programme. It was initiated under the last government, and every single secondary school in this borough will be either rebuilt or refurbished, a complete revolution to secondary schools. These will all be built to a BREEAM very good standard, and will offset 20-60% CO2 on site. Once the programme is complete, all secondary schools will have energy efficient and sustainability features. And we also have the Eco Schools programme, which is important for Southwark Council, to encourage schools to get involved, as energy is now a compulsory topic going forward. And as I said earlier, we also have the Low Carbon Schools programme. As part of the Low Carbon Schools programme, all schools are given guidance on how to implement an effective energy management programme and how to develop an energy monitoring and targeting system. This involves in setting up an energy action team. Your very good suggestion about a standard model is something that I'm very happy to take away, and we'll come back to you on how we can possibly do that.
I have a list of members who have indicated they wish to ask a question. Councillor Rosie Shimmerell.
speaking to us this evening. I was just wondering, it sounds like you guys have got some really great initiatives started in your school, and I was wondering if you've had any opportunities to go and talk to pupils and teachers at other schools around the borough about the kind of things that you're working on, and whether, if you haven't had that chance, if you think that's something the council could maybe help you organise, which might be a good way to sort of spread the message about the good work you're doing.
We haven't had the opportunity to work with other schools on this, though we were speaking earlier to the head teacher of John Dunn Primary School about their Eco Warriors project. And I think it would be a very good thing, especially at different age groups, to get more people involved.
Councillor Mark Glover.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us tonight. One of the big growth areas in employment is sustainable energy and energy regeneration. I just wondered, what support are you getting within the school in terms of careers advice, etc., to help you take advantage of securing jobs in sustainable energy going forward?
I'm afraid not much is the answer to that question. I mean, in terms of careers in that kind of field, there would obviously be advice to students that inquired about it, but we haven't had direct advice about careers in that field. So.
Thank you. Councillor Graham Neil.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Welcome. Thanks for coming along, Alex. You may know that the human activity which creates the most amount of greenhouse gases is the production and consumption of meat and dairy products. That may come as a surprise to you, or you may be fully aware of that. I'm not sure. I just wondered, has the City of London Academy done anything to reduce the amount of meat that's served during the lunchtime? Because it's one thing to turn the light on, but it's another thing to reduce the amount of carbon that's produced in those products. Thank you.
At the moment, our Eco Warriors programme is in the baby steps, I guess, of our development, and what we've really been focusing on is energy management and paper recycling, because before in our school there was literally no recycling going on whatsoever, and after we stepped in and started organising this, it sort of improved, but yeah, we'd be looking to reduce our carbon footprint as well.
If I could just add, I think that's definitely something we'll look to in terms of developing the Eco Warriors. And the actual canteen in our school is run by a private company, but we are on good terms with the chef there, and I'm sure we can speak to him about either getting some meat in that's more economically produced or reducing the amount of meat in the meals.
I would like to thank the deputation for attending this evening. Officers will escort the deputation to the public seating area if you wish to listen to the rest of the meeting. Thank you.